Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. Hello. It's Ropp and Souk. What's going on? Hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. Still snowing a little bit out there, maybe?
I saw the Oregonian tweeted, it's thinking about sticking.
Okay.
I S you not.
Thinking about it.
It's thinking about sticking in Portland.
Okay. Well, my wife just shot me some videos of our little Mexi mutt.
Of course she did.
Because, well, you know, she's under the impression that the dog's never seen snow, which I'm guessing she hasn't.
Well, if she is indeed a Mexican street dog, I'm saying probably not.
Right. And she loves it.
Yeah.
She's going crazy out there. And it is sticking quite nicely at our house, I will say. And that's not far from the station, but it is up the hill. So.
Now, a lot of dogs do enjoy the snow.
She loves it. She's out running around.
Now, mine do not.
They don't like it?
They don't like the cold.
Yeah.
This is the time of the year we have to battle our dogs to, when you have bulldogs, they don't like the cold. They find it undignified to have to poop outside in the cold.
Well, on your Patrick Mahomes tip, yo.
Yes.
I was thinking about this, watching him carve up the Bills. And, you know, I think that there are certainly some debates here, but generally speaking, like Mahomes is greatness. There's no question. He is one of the best quarterbacks we've seen.
He's pretty special.
But so is Aaron Rodgers,
uh-huh.
Right? And so was Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. And so was Brett Favre. You know, somebody brought up Brett Favre. He said, you know, it's really hard to picture another quarterback who slings it around like Mahomes. Well, Favre was pretty special.
Sure.
In that regard.
Huge arm talent. In fact, you know, a better arm than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, his arm.
Can
you find a better arm than Brett Favre ever?
No.
I mean,
Elway certainly had one of those.
It's Marino. Just
that Favre had a turnover issue. Favre believed that he could fit him into any window.
Okay, but this is so this is kind of where I'm going. So Patrick Mahomes is greatness. We have seen greatness before. We will see greatness again.
Sure.
The difference with Patrick Mahomes, which is why I think Kansas City is going to win another Super Bowl here, and I do think that they are in...
They're in a window, yeah.
A dynasty window, and I don't take that lightly. Like, I mean, we're just coming off the Patriots. It is special what Tampa Bay did. And so I think that when you truly get special quarterbacks like this, the only way they really, really win multiple rings, like, I mean, you know, you get to the Tom Brady level, is when you're also paired with a truly great coach, one of the best coaches. So if you look at Joe Montana and Bill Walsh, and you look at Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, I think that you can make the case that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are in that category. Now, they still are going to, we're going to find out, because if they are, which I think they're one of the best coach quarterback combos we've seen certainly since Belichick Brady. Mm-hmm. But before that, I think it's Walsh and Montana. That's a long time ago. This is special. What Kansas City has is special. It's not just a great quarterback. It is a great quarterback married with one of the best coaches in one of the best systems. And that's how it becomes even next level special, which is why I think Kansas City is impossible to stop. Like, Patrick Mahomes has always shown flashes of this. Patrick Mahomes, if he were in, I don't know, if he were in Houston, would be like Deshaun Watson. Like, we'd think great things of him, but, you know, he wouldn't be winning Super Bowls, right? But because he's with Andy Reid, it's special. And I just don't, I mean, after Walsh, Montana, after Brady, Belichick, and after Mahomes, Reid, if you want to put them in that category, or if you want to say, I got to wait and see how many they can carve out here, which I think is fair. Who else is there? I mean, you've got maybe Shula Marino, but Marino never won one.
Shanahan and Elway had tremendous success.
But okay, this is my point. I think the standard for, and I'm talking about all-time great quarterback paired with an all-time great coach.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Shanahan was an all-time great coach. I think John Elway was an all-time great quarterback.
Yeah.
I also don't think, like, if you look at Favre, Holmgren, mm-hmm. I don't think I don't think you're looking at an all-time great coach, which is why you see careers like, see, I think that when you see great quarterbacks like Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Brett Favre, you can put them all in the same category. This is just my opinion. I think when you get great quarterbacks who don't get married with great coaches, that's what their careers look like.
Yeah.
Right? Rodgers only had one. Favre only had one. Manning got two.
Brees only has one.
Exactly. But, and you can make the case Sean Payton, Drew Brees is this marriage that we're talking about, but maybe it isn't because they only won one. So
the flip side of that is you look at like what in Washington where they had the great coach, but never really had the great quarterback.
And you could say Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, but I would say that Donovan McNabb, as good as he was, is not an elite quarterback, which is why I think this is really special. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes together, to me, is Belichick, Brady, Walsh, Montana level greatness on both sides. Now, that doesn't mean the rest of the team is going to win, you know, six Super Bowls, but it does mean something and has meant in the past, special something things. quite special that not just a great quarterback can bring you. See, I think sometimes we get stuck with this whole idea that Tom Brady, it was just all Tom Brady in New England. No, one of the reasons New England was so successful was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Yeah. It was Joe Montana and Bill Walsh. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't had that. So is that all Aaron Rodgers' fault?
No.
No, the answer is no. So Patrick Mahomes is certainly getting helped by the offense and Andy Reid. But I think you have an elite marriage here. I mean, the other one I was thinking was Noel Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That's how much of that was.
Was Terry Bradshaw truly an elite quarterback?
I hate to slight Terry Bradshaw, but let's be honest. You could probably put multiple quarterbacks in there and they still win four Super Bowls. You could. He was certainly a component of that, but I think if you're talking all-time greats, there's a reason why Terry Bradshaw doesn't get put in the Mount Rushmore, even though he has four Super Bowls.
Somebody brought up Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. Dang close.
Yep.
That's pretty close. That's a good one.
And yet it resulted in one.
Which should have back-to-backs, though.
Yes. And this is the thing. If Mahomes gets two and they get it this year, that's already uber rarefied air.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you already are in very, very special company.
I mean, we are taking for granted what they are doing.
Yes.
They are 25-2 in their last 27 games.
Yep.
And they are going to back-to-back Super Bowls does not happen.
It's really hard. And to win back-to-back Super Bowls, I mean,
the
greatest show on turf was unstoppable for a while, and they went to two and only got one.
You mentioned
this is really special.
What the Patriots did, we should appreciate how special that
there's
was.
There's nothing. I've never seen anything like it in all my life of football. And then, you know, looking ahead, whether they win this one or not, so much of what will happen in Kansas City is going to come down to organizational health. Do you keep both coordinators? Can you keep everyone happy? Can you keep paying guys? Do people get hurt? I mean, that's the weird part about football is you can be great for a long period of time and come up on the short side of the stick. It's just so freaking hard to even get there, let alone win one. And I do think because of the era we're living in and because we've seen what Brady and New England have done, I think we get you're right in that we lose sight of just how challenging, how difficult, and how unique it is when a team like Kansas City and Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid do this.
Well,
it's a good point.
It's probably harder than when the Niners did it, you know, with the salary cap
100%
and everything. It's harder now.
The league, you know, to take nothing away from those guys, but the old Green Bay teams and certainly the Steelers and those early Cowboy teams and all that, even the Niner teams. It was night and day easier to keep those teams together. But once free agency hit and the salary cap hit and all of that, the league is not designed for you to be on top. The league is designed for there to be parity. So, yes, it is harder than ever to keep something like this going.
And Mahomes signed a big fat contract, but if you look at the details of that contract, it actually kind of helps Kansas City a little bit.
It's not as bad as you would think, no.
But so man, they have a chance here. And somebody said, hey, was Andy Reid elite before Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
I would argue that he was. He was just, he just didn't have the elite quarterback. This is what I'm saying. They buoy each other. Yep. It's a marriage that is rare, but when it happens, that's how you get multiple championships.
He went to four straight NFC title games. He made it to a Super Bowl and lost.
And he had an excellent quarterback. He did, but he did not have an all-time great quarterback.
If you swap out Donovan McNabb, and this sucks, you know, because it's like you're crapping on Donovan McNabb, who was really good. But if we swapped out Donovan McNabb for, I don't know, who was insert great quarterback of that era, like truly one of the top four or five guys.
Well, Favre.
Yeah, well, there you go. If you put Favre in Philadelphia during that time.
Multiple Super
Philadelphia
Bowls.
Has multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah. So this is what everybody's trying to do. Marry one of the all-time great quarterbacks with one of the all-time great coaches.
Kansas City has it.
And Kansas City. I think they do. Again, I think that could be argued. And we'll see, but boy, it sure looks like it because you can't stop them.
It's pretty special. But again, we've seen
give
this,
Brady a,
we've seen this before. And again,
some hashtag give Brady a chance.
It's not even Brady for me. It's
me neither.
If they lose, it will be because of Ndamukong Suh and Shaq Barrett and JPP.
But you know what though, man?
And Vita Vea.
Niners had that last year.
They did.
And it didn't matter.
But Tom Brady was unstoppable in New England the year with Randy Moss, and that Giants front four beat him.
That's right. Oh, my God. Oh,
and remember,
burped. That was my coffee.
We're one Jimmy Garoppolo bad overthrow from Kansas City not having one, which goes to show you, even as great as Kansas City is, it's so freaking hard to win one of these things, let alone both of them.
Well, but they won that game going away, though.
They did, but Jimmy G had it. If Jimmy G hits it, it was Emmanuel Sanders, if I'm not mistaken. It was wide open. All he had to do was hit him, and that game is different. And we're talking about Super Bowl champion Jimmy G, and now we're talking about, hey, can Pat Mahomes get over the hump?
All right, coming up next, Fun with Audio on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, quick P1 shout out to Ryan Nolan, who turns 30 today. You've met Ryan. His dad, Liquor Rick, runs a liquor store, or at least he did. I think Ryan runs a liquor store
now.
Ryan
runs it now.
But on the Weasel Tour, you remember the Weasel Tour?
Uh-huh.
Of 2000...
Was a ways back.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
2008-ish, somewhere in there. They invited us out to Tualatin Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we played with Ryan and Rick, great dudes, and we've kept in touch all these years, and Ryan turns 30. He was 18.
I played golf with him maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, well, yes.
He's a member out at Royal Oaks.
Oh, okay.
And I am not. I am just a flunky that hangs out there from time to time.
Yeah, you're a hangers-on.
I'm a hanger-on. I don't need a country club membership. I just hang out with people that are.
But you know what? That's great for them, because to have a celebrity of your stature hanging around Royal Oaks.
Clearly.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, people think I'm a member because I'm there a bunch, but no. You just
go and...
I'm just a plus one.
You're just big Suk.
Well, I'm just a plus one.
Well, happy birthday, Ryan.
Yes. I owe him a cigar, so we got to get something on the books.
Where were we? Oh, boy, In the News is loaded today, so we don't have much time here.
Action-packed, Pee-wee. Action-packed!
A lot of local news. We will count the snowflakes, and I don't mean liberals.
It stopped here. But apparently, according to Twitter, and I'm seeing many videos, it's sticking other places.
Okay, we were just talking about Patrick Mahomes, so let's just get this one out of the way first, and then we'll deal with Shaq and Coach K later in our show.
All right.
Because those are the three bits of audio we're going to play. This is just obnoxious. So this is from TikTok.
His fiance, right?
This is Patrick Mahomes' fiance and Patrick Mahomes' brother, and they need to be stopped. By the way, this is them at the game.
Yes.
At the games.
Jackson Mahomes is his
name. Jackson. And he looks kind of like Patrick, a younger version of Patrick.
Yeah.
But sometimes they've been seen on the sidelines, and they often talk a lot of crap, and they're just very...
They're incredibly douchey.
Demonstrative. Yes. Yes.
Money.
Jesus.
How you feeling, Red?
That's what they do on their social media.
Yep.
So I wanted to play that for you.
Jackson would like you to know that he's really struggling with all the hate. He says
he probably is.
Says all the hate I receive really affects me. I honestly really struggle with it. I'm trying to stay strong, but it's becoming too much. You know, you can not be a douche and people won't hate you. I'm just saying.
There is that part of it.
You know, you can not be on TikTok and Instagram. I don't know. It fascinates me at people that go out of their way to get attention, do the douchiest things ever to get attention, and then you're upset when the attention that you get is negative.
Right. Like, he's only getting the attention because he's Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Yes.
You know.
And because he's extremely obnoxious.
But if you don't advertise...
And he's promoting his obnoxiousness to the
right.
world.
If you don't advertise that, then no one will know you're Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wear his jersey. You don't have to scream his name. You don't have to scream he can't be stopped into TikTok.
Or you can just do that at the game and then not film yourself doing it.
Right, and then you're just another fan.
Yes.
It's like, hey, is that guy looks a lot like Patrick Mahomes.
He's using it for clicks, but can't take the heat when someone doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So then don't use it for clicks.
It is. I've told the story before, but it's when in Tampa, Warren Sapp was pretty nice to me and would give me rides lots of places. And he would drive around in the nicest Mercedes I had ever seen. Now, I'm not a Mercedes guy. I don't know what it is, but it had a V12 and it was very nice. And it was the loudest sound system ever. You couldn't hear anything other than him coming down the road from a mile away.
I hate that.
And it had like the 20 inch rims on it, and the license plate was QB Killa 99 in Tampa. And then he would complain that people wouldn't stop bothering him at like stoplights and taking photos, and I couldn't say anything because who the hell am I? But I often wondered, is it possible, maybe, just maybe, people are stopping you at stoplights and honking at you because, well, you're the most noticeable car on the road. Maybe, just maybe.
It's like when Martell Webster went into Nordstrom's with his Trailblazers gear on.
Yes.
Big, tall, black guy.
Wearing like, Blazer warm-ups.
Do you play for the Blazers? Hey, it's Martell Webster. Can I get a picture with you?
I just would like to.
Could you leave me alone?
Just trying to shop in
it is amazing.
In peace.
It really is. Fascinating.
It is.
All right.
Hey, but you know what? Less hate, man. Less hate.
Well, I do think less hate. We don't need to hate on them as much, but they probably, you know, Tom Brady needs
to shut
them up. Don't you think?
It might
a knucklehead.
I've already got my money on the Chiefs, but I really like Patrick Mahomes. I think he's great. I love Andy Reid, but boy, they make me want to hate them.
It would be nice to take them down a notch or two, right?
Know, not to talk ass, but.
Because you imagine that the level of insufferableness that will happen.
Yeah, did they ever TikTok during that one? So they've had two losses in 27 games, the Chiefs. Yeah. One of them was that Chargers game where they just didn't play any starters, so that one doesn't count. The only real loss they have was that Raiders game in like week six or whatever. Did they TikTok during that game? And what did they TikTok?
I don't know.
Was it sad, Patrick Mahomes' brother? Other than that, they haven't had much...
No real adversity. Yeah. I find Kansas City mildly hard to root for simply because of Tyreek Hill and Frank Clark.
Yeah, they don't seem to care about...
And Le'Veon Bell.
Off-field stuff.
You know, it's just Tyreek Hill bothers me, and I root against Tyreek Hill. But Pat Mahomes,
I
find him to be very likable, and I think Kelsey's a pretty a fun-loving guy.
I love Travis Kelce. If they're an a-hole coach away from being super unlikable. It's just that Andy Reid, they're two head guys, Reid and Mahomes.
Yeah.
They're lovable.
Yeah.
One of those two is not. Boy, they are the villain. They are.
Yeah, we just need one a-hole coach, right?
Yeah. Or just like a jerk quarterback, you know, like kind of Rodgers is kind of a jerk.
Roethlisberger kind of has an unlikable sort of vibe about him.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, well, we've covered that. There's a little bit of audio. We have more audio coming up, but let's get out of here because In the News is next. Boatloads of local news you can use. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, man, I feel like we're on time, and yet we're still behind.
We're trying.
Someone texts us, so you can't have fun sharing snowflake videos, and you can't have fun sharing videos when your brother is kicking big ass. What's wrong with having fun?
There's nothing wrong with it, but if you're going to be an annoying douche, and you know what you're doing is big and over the top, be prepared, and you're doing it, putting it out there for as many people to see as possible. Be prepared for people to not like it. I am fascinated by this weird, like, I get that that bullying and cyberbullying causes a ton of damage. I understand all that. And I'm not saying it's okay, but it fascinates me that people that seek out as much attention as humanly possible, and then they're upset when they get it and it's not the sort of attention they want. There's an easy solution to that, and that's don't seek out the attention. I get it. Like, if you're going to school and you have to be there and you're getting picked on and you're getting bullied, but you creating an Instagram or a TikTok where you're putting out stuff that you know people are going to hate and make fun of, and then you complain when they do, oh, man, I just think you got to take some self-awareness classes there.
All right, it's January 26, 2021. It's time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Today is National Plan for Vacation Day.
Oh.
Kind of hard to do, though.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Although I did plan a trip for the U.S. Open in June.
We were trying to hit us. We thought maybe by spring break. You know, we were talking about hitting Ireland, but then the UK kind of shut everything down.
Yeah.
So
may have to push that back.
Yeah.
Tough. It's also National Peanut Brittle Day. Do you like peanut brittle?
You know what?
I'm a fan.
I love peanut brittle.
If there is peanut brittle out and about.
Yeah, you'll eat it.
Sure. But will I ever ask for peanut butter, think about peanut brittle, or buy peanut brittle? No.
I will always buy peanut brittle when I go to Bruce's Candy Kitchen out on the coast. They got great peanut brittle.
Do you pick up a Oregon Coast t-shirt in there, too?
Not in there, no.
So like a one-stop shop?
I picked that up at one of the other stores.
You were thinking it, too, weren't you?
Absolutely. The moment he said that, I said, nothing goes as well with Mike's Oregon Coast t-shirt than some peanut brittle and some saltwater taffy.
Low elevation snow.
Are you saying you don't go to the candy store when you go to the coast?
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
I've never been.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand candy?
No, I don't understand. It's like we're at the coast, so let's go buy like $17 worth of chocolate that we would buy otherwise.
There's not that much to do out on the coast, and so that's just kind of one of the things to do.
Candy store
passes the time.
Sure.
You know. Low elevation snow, sort of. I mean, we do have some snow. So.
Yes. In certain places, there is quite a bit of snow.
They say it's going to be tapering off. The precipitation will be tapering off this evening. Portland metro area counties say it could take months to vaccinate everyone just in phase 1A of the vaccination plan.
So when do we get to...
That goes against everything that we've been hearing. But
yeah,
great.
When do I get to, like... Because I'm assuming I'm, like D? When do I... Like, as a boarding group.
Have you had any... You guys, either of you, had any... experience with trying to get someone vaccinated or get into
my
the
mom,
system.
Yeah. Right now.
So you have had.
So
I have too with my wife and my wife's dad who lives up in Washington.
Yeah.
It is an absolute cluster F.
Yeah.
Of epic and galactic proportions.
So we are signed up with my ma at the, they're doing the sites now at like the fairgrounds, but we got to wait for them to call us. And we were told, and we signed up like the moment you could, and she's like in the super high risk group. So I guess we just
sit. Yeah, they're not going to call you.
I guess we just sit and wait.
No. Get proactive about that, S.
So why?
People that aren't even in that group are getting proactive and getting in there. It's just, it's a mess. But hopefully they'll get it smoothed out. Now, I do have some positive vaccine news. Joe Biden, you know him? He's our new leader.
I am familiar with the POTUS.
Our fearless leader, he says the United States will be buying 200 million more vaccines, which is enough to vaccinate every American by the end of the summer.
Except, like, half of us don't want it.
Right, but they'll have enough,
just
in case.
Also, the Johnson & Johnson one, I guess, is coming very soon.
And that's the one everyone seems to be waiting for, because
that's
apparently
only one shot.
It's been made differently, and it's safer. I don't know.
It's only one shot, and it's a little bit less effective, but... still very effective.
And the Moderna people have said they're coming up with like boosters for all the different variants too. So I have hopes that by the time we roll into late spring, early summer, that this will be over.
Nate Silver says nationally, COVID cases are declining faster than any other point during the pandemic.
All right.
So that's good news. We are now vaccinating more people, at least with the first shot, than there are new cases. However, fantastic. He does say that caseloads are very high, which and they're higher than any point pre-November. I mean, yeah. we hit a new peak here, but we do seem to be somewhat on the backside of that.
So we kind of burned the house down, but then we're like, hey, it's not burning as much now because, well, we burnt it down.
Yeah, kind of. It's smoldering now. I mean, it's probably still on fire, but it's contained.
It's not raging nearly as much.
The CDC says we have distributed 44.4 million doses of the vaccine thus far. We have administered 23.5 million to people.
Okay.
Okay, so that's...
This has to be over soon, right? I mean, just...
That's 7.1% of the population. It's going to be a while.
I understand, but...
But that's just the first dose. Now, of how many Americans do you think have had both doses already?
I'm guessing... You said 23 have gotten it?
23 million have gotten at least the first.
I'm guessing like 5 million.
3.5 million
okay.
have both doses.
And then it's like
There's like news out there that people are not going back for their second dose.
Well, probably because they can't get it scheduled. I'm telling you, that system is a mess.
For Pete's sakes. Well, so what you're telling me is our federal government can't run a program efficiently. What? What is happening here?
And the state governments are doing a bad job, too.
They do such a great job with everything else, like our tax dollars.
I think what they're saying is they're going to kick down more vaccines to the states here within the next week. Next week, we're getting more. So then they can screw up putting those into people, too.
All right.
What else do I have? I have gym news for you, Jason. Did you see gym owners gathering in downtown Portland over the weekend?
I did not. I saw my gym owner last week, though. He's a nice guy. His name's Steve.
So gym owners gathered in downtown Portland, and do you know what they were doing?
I'm guessing some sort of protest.
They were picking up trash.
Oh.
You want to talk about a way to protest.
Mm-hmm.
The gym owners got together, and they... started picking up trash in downtown Portland to make a statement. Their statement is they claim that without definitive data, that gyms are contributing to the rise of COVID cases, then they should be allowed to reopen. They also say for 6 months they followed all the protocols and showed that they were not transmitting disease.
Yep.
They did well, and yet they're still closed. So they have a point, but rather than go bust out windows, they went downtown and helped the community. Well, guess what happened today?
Yeah, I saw that they're giving them some sort of just like a scooch of relief.
Kate Brown has come out and said some indoor activities can reconvene, and that includes gyms.
Yes, because there has not been any sort of link between gyms and spreading the virus.
So it worked.
Yeah, my guy he owns all the Crunches in Vancouver. Now, in Vancouver, we've been allowed to be open for a couple weeks. They have not had a single case that has been traced back to them. So, I mean, and there's all kinds of safety precautions. Oh, and by the way, being healthy and staying active might be a good way to fight the virus, too. Just saying.
So the new modifications do not apply to indoor dining. But with limited capacity beginning Friday, gyms and movie theaters can reopen.
Okay.
How about that?
That is nice.
And I get the movie theaters because you can just sit there. You can have a mask on.
Exactly, right?
And you can socially distance.
I'm sure it won't be full capacity.
I just don't know what you're going to be watching.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of...
Casablanca or something? Or
yeah, I don't know. There's just not a whole lot of movies out, although there's a bunch of them that are just sitting there. Like from the... Like there's like Top Gun and like all these movies that are sitting out there. Like I don't remember what studios, but they released them all on like HBO, like the new Wonder Woman. They released that. You can just, if you've got HBO, you can watch it. And by the way, don't. It's terrible.
Is that Gal Gadot?
Yes.
I love her.
I do too.
And I'm in love with her.
And the first one was really good. Boy, I'm here to tell you that the second one is a steaming pile of crap.
I told my wife I was in love with Gal Gadot.
How'd that go over?
Well, she was interested.
Well,
she was like, oh.
Isn't everyone kind of,
I mean, she tells me who she's in love with.
Yeah, she's in love
with Johnny Damon.
Or Jason Momoa or whatever.
Oh, no, not Momoa. It was, she loves, what's his nuts?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what's his nuts?
Yeah.
But, and he's great, yeah. But look.
Well, so's Gal.
Exactly.
She's wonderful.
She's awesome. You ever read up about her?
Yeah, she's.
She's like an Israeli.
Commando.
Yeah,
like, she's one who's got like
dude.
A. Dude. Husband's a cool dude.
I mean, come
but
on.
But I'm here to tell you, Wonder Woman 1984 is 1980 crap. That movie sucks, and I am not a hater. The original, the Wonder Woman they did, the first one with her, is one of the best of those superhero movies that's been made, and the second one just poos all over it. Terrible.
Okay, we have audio It's not very good audio, but we have audio of Ted Wheeler pepper spraying that bro.
Did you see who the bro was?
No.
Yeah.
Somebody we know?
Well, no, but he's another rich guy.
Oh.
It was like you thought it was. I thought it was just going to be some sort of. He's an heir to a fortune.
Oh God.
Yeah.
The plot thickens.
The plot does thicken.
Love this. Yeah. So Sam Adams recorded it.
Oh.
He was standing there recording it as Ted Wheeler was fighting with this guy.
Yeah.
And we have the audio, although it's not very good, but we'll play it for you. And I've got an update on Honda Element guy who was mowing people down yesterday.
Yeah.
We've got an update on that story. All next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, they're saying that there is no evidence of terrorism, bias, or political motivation in the hit and runs yesterday in Southeast Portland.
Yeah, the dude might just be a wackadoo.
Yeah, he just seemed to like he was either on something or he was
Or mentally ill.
Crazy.
And by the way,
they have not released his name.
No, they didn't release the name of the lady that died, unfortunately, and she was a nice elderly lady, a grandmother. Like 76
she was 70
years
something.
Old.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, just. And did you see that he ran over someone on a bicycle and then turned around and hit him again?
No.
Intentionally.
Yes. Yeah, no, he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's like someone got hit on a bike and then they got up and were like, oh my God, and then he turned around and hit him again. So, I mean, this wasn't just like you're driving around and oops or swerving to hit people. I mean, you're turning around and going after someone again. This son of a gun needs to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, so he's in a hospital right now.
Yeah.
And they say his name and the charges will be released once he's booked. Did you see the woman who he missed? Did you read that story?
No, I was watching it on the news, but I didn't see anything of.
So her name is Teresa Bergen, mm-hmm. and she was jogging on at some point along the route there where he was mowing people down. And she said she heard a car suddenly roaring behind her, and she was on the pedestrian path, but she said that was unusual. And she looked back. And she normally runs through the Laurelhurst area, she said. And, you know, she said normally it's like maintenance trucks or something. Yeah. And then what happens is they come up the road and then you just kind of, you make sure you stand off to the side or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she said those vehicles usually slow down. This one wasn't. So she literally, as she was running up the path, she ran up an embankment or he would have mowed her. She would have died. Ugh. I mean, he was coming right at her at 50 to 60 miles an hour. And she said, luckily, she said, here's the thing about her. How lucky is this woman? She said, first of all, she doesn't wear headphones when she runs. And she's like, that might have saved my life. She goes, I thought about it, but I never do. She said she didn't have her dog. She said if she had her dog, she probably wouldn't have been able to get out of the way in time and corral the dog.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other? Oh, third, she said she was running on the right side of the path that allowed her to jump up the embankment. If she were on the other side, she would have had to go down. There was like down into a ravine. She would have fallen off the side of the hill.
Jeez.
And she was like, dude, I'm really lucky. But she didn't think she would have to go up this. You know, it's probably one of those things where you're looking at that and going, well, surely they're not. I mean, wait, they're going to slow down. Wait, they're going to slow. Wait, they're going
to
slow down.
To go.
And then she ran up the side of the hill and saved her life.
I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. But, you know, there's evil people in this world and there's badass crazy people.
Well, she was just jogging, Jason. Jeez.
Yeah. By the way, someone said this and I wasn't certain, so I looked it up. Because I saw that Shutdown Brown was allowing some gyms to reopen. Did you see the number of people that are allowed?
Six.
Are you effing kidding me?
Well, I think what she said was...
Six?
Anything that's 500 square feet. It was like six people per 500 square feet or something like that,
no,
right?
No, it just was allow up to six people at a time inside gyms that have to be at least 500 square feet or larger. So if you don't have a 500 square foot gym, you can't even have six people. So you're telling gym owners now, after being shut down all this time, and there's no evidence that they're causing any sort of spread, you're now saying that they can have a whopping six people in. Why the hell even open the doors? Like, you're just... Boy, it's just...
Well, it's better than nothing, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'm guessing
it kind of is.
I'm guessing it's better for them to just keep the doors shut.
It's like restaurants.
And what the hell are you going to do with six people inside? That's ridiculous.
And then finally, I've got audio, if you'd like. Ted Wheeler, who's our mayor, he was confronted again. Now, we talked about this story yesterday. But somebody, he was at McMenamin's with Sam Adams.
Yes.
Talking sports, maybe. I don't know. Whatever they were doing. Maybe drinking a few suds. I don't know.
They're McMenamin, so I'm going to assume maybe a Ruby or a Terminator. Maybe some spicy tots. They have a good fondue.
So Wheeler had already been confronted, which we talked about like a couple weeks ago, by somebody who came up and like gave him a noogie or whatever.
Yeah, he was yelling at him.
And it was filmed and he was uncomfortable and it was weird. Well, now he carries mace. And so this guy went up to him and was like, hey, you're not social distancing. This random Joe.
Yeah.
Random Joe, bro. And Wheeler was like, no, we were masked up. When we were at the table, we weren't, because we were eating and drinking, which is perfectly fine. And yep, we were sitting 6 feet apart and is that. And the guy wouldn't let it go. So you will hear in this audio now, we're gonna play it. It's really hard to kind of figure out what's going on, but I think you'll hear the gist of it. Sam Adams starts recording.
Yeah.
And Wheeler is kind of getting into it with this guy, and everything remains really calm. It's actually the most anticlimactic macing of all time that you'll hear. But
yeah, you expect it to be ramped up and then
There's none of that. But here is what it sounded like as Ted Wheeler maced the guy. And you will hear Ted Wheeler speed off in his super big, nice Camaro.
He's got a Camaro?
I don't know.
You know what? No, excuse me. No, you apparently don't know the rules.
How's that?
That in a restaurant, if you're socially distanced, you're allowed to take the mask off.
You weren't 6 feet apart from Mr. Adams over there.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we were.
Are you saying that I don't have
it? I'm saying that you don't know the rules.
No, we were 6 feet apart.
You're not 6 feet apart. I got a picture of you. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites, right?
No, we were 6 feet apart. We were eating and drinking.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Hey, thanks for really good hours.
You are 1 foot away from me.
You're not 6 feet away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Mayor, get on the road.
All right, take care.
Wow. Get on the road.
You just pepper sprayed me
for no reason
at all. Actually, I was here, and you were like a foot from him.
He asked you to back away, and you didn't.
Wow. Oh, you screw that, too. Oh, my goodness. I can't see, but the mayor has just thrown something at me. And it hit my knee.
What? Yeah, so he says, I can't see, but I think the mayor just threw something at me.
But he missed him? Does the mayor
he maced him?
No, he threw a water bottle at him.
Oh.
Like, but he did wash your eyes out.
He did mace him.
Yes.
So that's like
what he threw was he tossed a water bottle apparently out of the car. So
okay. That's like the calmest.
Here, clean your eyes,
that's
douche.
The calmest macing of all time.
I know,
right?
I told you it was anticlimactic.
It does sound like a Camaro, though.
Right?
By the way, the guy.
Sam Adams said, did you hear Sam Adams call him mayor?
Yeah.
He's like, get on the road, mayor. Jesus.
So I guess the guy that he maced, he's an attorney. He's a 48-year-old attorney. His name is Kerry Candino, and he's a lawyer at Brownstein Rask. And more importantly, he's an heir to the Alpenrose dairy fortune.
What?
Yeah. He's a member.
He's an attorney?
He's an attorney. And I guess, like, so after they got maced, I guess this guy, he kept going back and he was trying to get McMenamin's to turn over their bill. He wanted to see how much alcohol they had. He wanted the security tape.
Oh my God.
But like the police showed up and the police were like, he said the officer wrote that he asked multiple times if he wanted to discuss the incident and share the video footage or explain his side of the story. And the officer said he respectfully declined to say any more.
The guy did?
Yeah. So the guy isn't talking to the cops at all. He's just preparing his lawsuit.
What a douche. Oh, he's going to sue him?
Well, I mean,
he is a lawyer.
He did not want to. The officer said that he was not interested in discussing the incident or anything like that, but he wanted the receipt. He wanted the security footage.
By the way,
when asked why he wanted the receipt, he said that he wanted the receipt because it would show how much alcohol the mayor had consumed that evening.
Okay. God, dude, this guy need. What a. F that guy.
So a representative for the Alpenrose Bro said that they intend to establish a timeline of what occurred at McMenamin's on Saturday night so the public gets a good idea of not what one person saw or is saying or experienced, but what really went on.
Oh, my God, dude. These guys are idiots.
What went on was
and now we're gonna get
confronting two people about having a beer and some tots.
And I hate lawyers. Now we're going to get, like, no, I don't hate lawyers. Lawyers are wonderfully necessary, but they're going to legalize this. This is all going to become legalese BS. We all know what happened.
Yes.
You can hear it clearly. Dude, when you're sitting at a restaurant, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't have to be 6 feet apart.
And you don't have to
wear
a mask.
These are two people who were masked up, went into a restaurant, had some food and beverage. And then, I mean, come on, dude. This is a nothing burger, and this guy's going to try to make it out to be like, I got Ted. Oh, shut up and go away.
Take your
butter fortune and get the hell out of here, you douchebag. And I don't even like Ted Wheeler, but this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
I'm so tired of people doing this crap.
I know.
Gotcha. Oh, do you?
You weren't 6 feet apart. Yeah, we were sitting down.
The thing
down
you got
eating.
Was an eye infection. Idiot.
Wouldn't that be something if in your mace you could have pink eye in there too?
Get that, spray him with pink eye?
Get that bacteria where not only you get mace, but afterwards you get the pink eye? Now we're talking.
The only thing better would have been if Wheeler just hopped on a bike and rode off, you know?
Yeah, someone's
like
saying,
Portlandia.
The mayor of Portland, aren't you obligated to drive a Prius or a Tesla, maybe even a bike? It is true. That was a very loud.
It was.
That was a rumble.
It was like a muscle car.
Yeah.
What's Ted Wheeler driving?
There's a rumble.
That's
that.
What I want to know, Mr. Lawyer Man.
Yeah. Well, we need the video is what we need.
I can't wait till they doctor up the video.
Superimpose him doing something.
Put Bernie Sanders in there.
God.
Sitting over there.
I love the Bernie Sanders, the little superimposed memes. Those things are great.
I think it's kind of jumped the shark now.
I know.
All the
are.
Companies have jumped onto it and they've made terrible Photoshopped memes. And I'm like, okay, this was funny for the first day and a half. Now you're overdoing it.
All right. I think that's all we have time for, guys. That's in the news January 26th. Hot 5 at 5 is next. Do we have Hall of Famers in baseball? Got some Oregon football and men's basketball news. And one of the Seahawks is in trouble. All next on The Fan.